again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 21st of August, 2007. It's the birthday of the poet X.J. Kennedy, born in Dover, New Jersey, 1929, born Joseph Kennedy, but he didn't want to be confused with the financier, so he added the X. Wanted to be a cartoonist, but switched to poetry. And contrary to prevailing style at the time, he used rhyme and meter, was not afraid to be funny. Best known now for his children's poetry and books such as One Winter Night in August, The Phantom Ice Cream Man. His book, The Lords of Misrule, came out in 2002. It's the birthday of the novelist Robert Stone, born in Brooklyn, 1937. Never knew his father. His mother suffered from schizophrenia. Boy grew up in a series of cheap rooming houses, welfare hotels, then an orphanage. At one point, he and his mother were so poor they slept on a roof. Joined the Navy after high school, bummed around New York, New Orleans, taking odd jobs. Got a job with the 1960 census going door to door. He said that that experience taught him more about ordinary people than almost anything else he's ever done. Published his first novel, 1967, A Hall of Mirrors, about a broadcaster for a right-wing radio station in New Orleans. The Vietnam War was on. Stone got a job as a foreign correspondent to Saigon, where he uncovered a vast illegal drug trade, which became the subject of his first successful novel, Dog Soldiers, came out in 1974. It was on this day, 1858, Stephen A. Douglas, Abraham Lincoln, began a series of seven debates. The Senate campaign, state of Illinois, Douglas, the Democratic incumbent, favoring the expansion of slavery into the new states, Lincoln, the Republican who opposed it. Lincoln and Douglas met seven times outdoors, village squares, fairgrounds, campuses. An estimated 10,000 to 20,000 people showed up at each debate, people cheering for their candidates. Douglas had a louder voice, which was an advantage in the age before microphones, Lincoln's voice a little high-pitched. But he spoke in simpler language and he used shorter sentences. In one of the last debates, Lincoln said, "Whoever teaches that the Negro has no humble share in the Declaration of Independence is going back to the hour of our own liberty and independence and blowing out the moral lights around us, eradicating from the human soul the love of liberty." Douglas won the election narrowly, but the debate made Lincoln a national figure. 2 years later, he ran for president. His campaign collected and published the transcripts of the Lincoln-Douglas debates, became a national bestseller, and helped Lincoln win the election in 1860, and then came the Civil War. Here's a poem for today by Alice N. Persons, entitled "Why I Have a Crush on You, UPS Man." You bring me all the things I order, are never in a bad mood. Always have a jaunty wave as you drive away, look good in your brown shorts. We have an ideal, uncomplicated relationship. You're like a cute boyfriend with great legs who always brings the perfect present. Why, it's just what I've always wanted. And then is considerate enough to go away. Oh, UPS man, let's hop in your clean brown truck and elope. Ditch your job. I'll ditch mine. Let's hit the road for Brownsville and tempt each other with all the luscious brown foods, roast beef, dark chocolate, brownies, Guinness, homemade pumpernickel, molasses cookies. I'll make you my mama's bourbon pecan pie. We'll give all the packages to kind-looking strangers. Live in a cozy wood cabin with a brown dog or two and a black and brown tabby. I'm serious, UPS man. Let's do it. Where do I sign? A poem by Alice N. Persons, "Why I Have a Crush on You, UPS Man," from her collection Don't Be a Stranger, published by Sheltering Pines Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Our technical director is Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.